USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are paying more for everyday goods and services, leading some to fear an impending inflation crisis. One of the examples of increased prices is gasoline, but Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm assures on NBC's Meet the Press that prices won't stay high forever.
The Energy Information Agency has said that it's very volatile, but they said that by the beginning of December, the prices should come down at the pump to $3.05. We'll see if that actually happens, but they are the best objective data that we have.
Critics argue the Biden administration's policies on energy, such as shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, are contributing to rising gas prices. President Biden spending his last day at the G20 summit in Rome today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the fight for cheaper prescription drugs and the expansion of Medicare continues. The self-described socialist from Vermont telling CNN that progress is being made regarding the human infrastructure bill and that he hopes to add better Medicare to legislation before it goes up for a vote to the House. Now that the Taliban is in control of Afghanistan, they're starting to make some requests, as we hear from Brad Bernards in the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau.
The Taliban called on the United States and other countries on Saturday to recognize their government in Afghanistan, saying that a failure to do so and the continued freezing of Afghan funds abroad would lead to problems not only for the country, but for the world. No country has formally recognized the Taliban government since the insurgents took over the country in August.
Countless Americans remain in Afghanistan stranded by the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The National Institutes of Health revealed that it did fund gain-of-function research through experiments studying the effects of bat coronaviruses on mice at a lab in Wuhan, China. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox Business he's no fan of these experiments.
Dr. Fauci says, well, if they don't know in advance, it's not gain-of-function. My goodness, we are experimenting with something that could cause the demise of 15% of the planet. This needs to have a discussion, not one hearing. Democrats love Dr. Fauci so much that they will not have one hearing to investigate the origins of this virus.
Dr. Fauci says the NIH did not fund this research, generating criticism from many Republicans. President Biden withdrew all U.S. troops from Afghanistan in August, a measure that has generated a lot of criticism. Florida Republican Congressman and House Armed Services Committee member Mike Walls believes our withdrawal from Afghanistan under President Biden did not make us safer.
Yet now, just this week, we have the number three official in the Pentagon saying ISIS will be capable, they already intend to do so, but they will be militarily capable of striking the United States again within 6 months.
More news can always be found online by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.